And welcome back to Thursday's Food and Dining. I'm Bonnie Berman. Again, Joseph Cooper will be back Monday. And for the rest of this hour, Linda Gassenheimer, our friend, chef, syndicated columnist, and author, presents her annual Best of Food and Gadget Finds from the summer. Oh, no, it's not gadgets. It's just foods.
Just food today.
From the Fancy Food Festival in New York. And we have quite a collection before us. So what's this fancy food experience like? You have 180,000 items to choose from, Linda?
Well, let me tell you about this. Hello, Bonnie. Nice
Hi.
To see you. Well, you know, every year I go to the fancy food show and you always say, oh, bring us back some food. So I do. But Bonnie, there are 370,000 square feet in Jacob Javits Center, four floors of food, 2,600 vendors with 180,000 items, and I have to taste all of them. Well,
no,
not all of them.
Well, unless they were all chocolate.
Well, maybe.
Or sweet.
But it's called the Fancy Food and Confection Show.
Okay.
But anyway, I brought back some of my favorite finds, and we're going to be tasting them.
Okay.
And I'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions or comments about specialty foods, or maybe you have one that you love that you found a new one? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And we don't have email today. There seems to be a little issue.
Okay.
So just call in.
All right. And also, we want to introduce our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column. That was in the paper yesterday. And you can also read his wine columns on Saturdays in the Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, you're talking about food trends, so I'm going to talk about wine trends, and some of them are kind of unexpected.
Okay. Well, very interesting. And by the way, all the list of all the products that we're going to be talking about are on my website, dinnerminutes.com. They're all listed there with a photograph and how much they are and their website, so you'll be able to find out all about them. So, some trends.
Is everything healthy? Well, I mean,
Yeah, all that healthy bacon, I'm sure that's good.
Well, some of it might be, Fred.
Okay.
Well, you know, health. I've been talking about healthy for several years now, but it's really taken front row here. Everyone wants to be promoting something on their foods. So you see on labels lots of things like guilt-free, along with cage-free, grass-fed, non-GMO, and a lot of products will say no gluten-free, even though there's never gluten ever going to be
not
in that
to mention
product.
Yes, all the gluten-free. Okay.
And you know what? You know, juicing was very in. Now souping is now in, so you can soup instead of juice. Another you're going to be seeing in a lot of products, turmeric. That now turmeric is that yellow powdered that you see in curry. It's got a kind of an earthy flavor, and that's apparently supposed to be good for you from anything from asthma to
what is it, an antioxidant effect?
All kinds, apparently.
Okay.
Apparently, yes. All yes. Right. And then, of course, sriracha. Sriracha.
Oh, sriracha sauce.
Yes, sauce. And hot peppers. They're flavoring
now,
everything.
That was big last year.
Yeah, but now they're in sweet things. So, Bonnie, no faces.
Okay.
Okay. So, of course, we do have some chocolate here, so you'll be tasting everything. So let's start. We're going to start with number. I've got everything
Here's
labeled.
One.
Number one, broccoli is now joining kale as the in healthy thing. So these people decided, I think, that they were going to cover all bases. So this is by Pasta Bites. They're pasta chips, and this one has in it. Go ahead and taste it, Bonnie. No faces. So.
Oh,
it's pretty good,
it's
right?
It's pretty good.
So it's made with spinach, broccoli, and kale in every chip.
I taste the spinach.
Yes. They're great for dipping. And the thing is, they're baked. They're not fried. But you couldn't tell that, could you?
No.
No,
they're very good.
Right.
A little salty.
Okay. They're non-GMO, and they are vegan. So, and the suggested retail price on these pasta bites is $3.49 for about a 5-ounce bag. And you might find it at different prices along the way. So, your comment?
Good.
Okay.
They're good.
Okay, so that passes.
And they'd be good with a lot of things.
All right, so you can dip in that. So you can serve them to people and don't tell them it's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just Yeah, you could just, they can pass.
Okay. All right, let's go to number two. Snacks. Snacking is so big now, and people snack instead of eat dinner. But I like these healthy snacks. Now, it's a protein bar, and it's not your usual protein bar.
Are you
bar.
Sure?
Yes, it is a bar.
This smells like something Joe would like. It smells like sausage.
Well, I'm sorry Joe's not here, but yeah, it does smell that. I'm trying to find, okay, so this comes in a bar. It looks like a protein bar.
Okay.
And what is it? It's chicken. It is chicken. And this is chicken. This one has sriracha with it. It's ground up chicken in a little hard bar. And it's not jerky. It's soft. If you eat it, it's soft. And it's a meat bar, and it has 15 grams of protein in each bar, which is an awful lot.
How big is the bar?
The bar is right here. It's about, what would this, it looks like a regular, the size of a protein bar.
Yeah.
A regular
protein
bar.
You have to keep it refrigerated?
I did keep it refrigerated. It was shelf stable at the show, but I did put it in the refrigerator. And you can just put it in your pocket and have a quick snack.
A quick chicken snack on the road.
Yes.
Okay.
But all of the animals, they also have bison. All the animals are 100% grass-fed.
All right.
So it's $2.49 for a 2.5-ounce bar. Okay. And then, mentioning sriracha, let's quickly go on to the next one, because this is, now, watch it when you're eating this, Bonnie.
Okay. Is it hot?
It's mayonnaise.
Oh.
And it's got sriracha in it. And, again, it's mayonnaise made with cage-free eggs. And it's real eggs in it.
That's actually very good.
Yeah, you know,
cage-free eggs.
Yes.
I mean, do the bad people put their eggs in cages?
No, the hens. The hens are cage-free.
Oh, I'm not understanding. They're happy.
They're happy. Happy hens.
They're happy hens,
and they give happy eggs. Okay, Fred.
Eggs with big grins on them. Okay.
But you know, the hot spice doesn't overpower it. And
no,
it'd be great
really
in a tuna salad, potato salad. It would be good for that. And that's $5 for a 4-ounce jar. And they also make, by the way, a truffle mayonnaise. And that's really, really good, too. All right. So let's go on to the next one. 4.
Okay.
I've got, everyone wants to know why I have these numbers.
Looks like Pepto-Bismol.
I've got all of these lined up in front of Bonnie by numbers, so she'll know which one to take next. All right. Yogurt is really, really popular, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Blue Hill is an organic farm and a restaurant in the Hudson Valley, New York. And they also have a restaurant in New York City. And they've made vegetable-flavored yogurts.
What is that, beet-flavored?
Oh, I wasn't going to tell you. Good for you. Yes. This is a beet, but it's raspberry color.
Yeah, raspberry
it's
color.
Beet-flavored yogurt.
It's literally Pepto-Bismol color. It's hot. It's very
well, could
pink.
We think of a nicer kind of description? It looks like raspberry.
Okay.
All right.
It looks like dark, what is that candy called? You get at fairs.
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Okay. Like if it were very, the dark side.
All right. Okay. So, but it also has raspberries and vinegar in it. But he has
very
carrot.
Unusual.
It's very unusual, but he has all kinds. He has carrot. He has all different kinds of
You know
of
what
yogurt.
It tastes a little like? Buttermilk.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, it's yogurt. It's got that kind of flavor. Okay, let's go on to the next. Now, the next one is difficult for you to taste, so I'm not sure you can taste that one. But it's something I liked at the show, but it hasn't traveled well here. What does it smell like?
Well, first it smelled like basil, then it smelled like...
Basil.
Then it smelled like there was something other than basil. Is it basil?
It is basil. Now, I like this because these herbs are picked and special deep frozen right within 1 hour of being picked. And it's just the leaves. There's no stems. And you keep it in your freezer. Now, how many times have I made a recipe and I buy a bunch of basil?
And it goes bad.
And I use some of it and I put it in my refrigerator until it's time to throw it out.
Right.
So this way you have these leaves in your your freezer and you just shake out.
That's a great thing.
It's wonderful. And what I liked about it is that when it comes out, when you freeze your own, herbs, you don't, they lose color and texture, but these aren't. When you take them out of the freezer, they're bright green and they have lots of flavor. So when it goes into your sauce or into your food, it looks really nice. You just shake it on your
food.
And
it tastes very fresh.
Right.
Yes.
So that's by Daregal, Daregal, herbs frozen. And you can buy those on Amazon. They're about you buy 4 packs. They have basil, cilantro, parsley, and garlic. And I used the garlic the other night. It was just great. I just shook a little garlic into my green beans, and they were delicious.
And you'll have all of this stuff on dinnerinminutes.com?
Yes.
Okay.
And where you can find it, and the prices and all. Now, I'm sorry Joe's not here. Not that one yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're jumping the gun here.
I'm jumping the gun.
You're sorry Joe's not here because this is for him. He loves to barbecue. It's a boozy bacon barbecue sauce. Are you ready,
there
Fred?
There you go, Fred.
I am ready, aimed and fired.
This is for you and Joe, boozy exactly. And bacon. It's by Stone.
That's my favorite two food groups.
Well, it's rich, it's zesty, and it has bits of bacon in it. And a dash of, are you ready? A dash or two of smooth bourbon.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's great on ribs and kebabs. It's Stonewall Kitchen's boozy bacon barbecue sauce.
Well, Joe would love it.
Yes. Well, let's go on to the next one that you have there. And that one is, I think you've gone ahead of...
No, this is number 6.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, sorry. More booze. Yes.
This is booze. It looks like Jell-O.
More
Jell-O shots.
Well, shall we talk about this? It's an India Pale Ale Jelly.
It's a jelly.
Jelly,
right.
And it's made with India Pale Ale, and it only has 3 ingredients, beer, sugar, and pectin.
It's really good.
It has a really strong flavor. They call it, Fred, are you ready for this one?
I am very ready for this one.
Bright, hoppy, fruity beer jelly.
Wow, where can I buy that? That sounds fabulous.
I'm sure it's good.
It's
You'd
by
like it.
Potlicker Kitchen. And it's $7 for an 8-ounce jar. They have all kinds. They've got oat. They've got all kinds of beer-flavored jellies, and they're great.
Wow.
That'd be wonderful on cheese, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Cured meats or whatever. So that's really nice. Okay, so we're ready for the next one. Okay.
You want
to? Oh, yes, we need to go to a break.
You want to take a break, yes, and then we'll come back and finish?
Hi, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about my favorite finds at the Fancy Food Show. We'll take a short break. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking about the International Fancy Food and Confection Show. It's where the supermarkets, gourmet stores go to buy the treats that we're going to be seeing on our shelves this autumn. A list of all the products we've been talking about is at dinner, and the prices is at dinnerinminutes.com. It'll be on my blog. It'll be right there on the front page. So, Bonnie, you were about to eat something.
Well,
and
I
took it away from you.
You did. Let me. This looks really good, and it smells really good.
Okay.
And it tastes really good. It's salty and it's sweet.
Chocoholics, this is one for you. So, not everything was totally gluten-free, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Oh, my God, that's really good.
And this is a chocolate salt of the earth, it's called. They call it salt of the earth because they put salt in a lot of their cookies and all. Brownie. And it's a double chocolate brownie. But have you got anything? Now, when you took, was there something after flavor there? Yes. Okay.
Is it amaretto?
Chocolate cinnamon.
And cinnamon I tasted. But
and it's got a surprise kick, cayenne pepper.
Oh, I just got that back in my throat.
It just sort of brings out the flavor a little bit. And they're really, really good. Their brownies are really, really good. But let's go to Dinner in Minutes for a moment. Last week, today's Dinner in a Minute is Tuscan tuna bean salad and a zucchini and tomato salad. Last week, Joe asked me about canned tuna. If you remember.
I remember.
We had a salad niçoise where I made fresh tuna.
Yes.
He wanted canned tuna. So now I hope he's listening because I've given him some canned tuna in the salad.
All right.
But look, if you can, for some Italian canned tuna, you may have to go to a specialty store because it's really, really good. So you rinse and drain the tuna, and you rinse and drain some cannellini beans. Put them in a bowl and drizzle some oil and vinegar dressing over it and put it on a bed of salad. It's really simple and easy, very Tuscan flavor. And then the zucchini salad, I cut the zucchini into 1-inch pieces, and I microwave them just for a minute. And I have tomatoes cut about the same size, and I toss them all with just some good olive oil, salt and pepper, a little oregano, and some parsley from our from our new parsley, herbs. And it's a very colorful, very simple salad. And, of course, that recipe and a photo is at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, are we being boozy today?
Yes, we are. As okay. I said, with you talking about food trends, I feel like I ought to talk about wine trends, and here we go.
Okay.
First, in 2015, this year, for the first time, the so-called millennial generation, which is wine drinkers up to 34 years of age, will outnumber the rapidly aging baby boomers who are starting, as you know, to die off. So this is going to bring some pretty big changes to wine. First, the confident, affluent millennials will create a boom in luxury wines, and bottles priced $20 and up. Foreign imports will also boom, and cheaper American wines will lag. So these people are going for the gusto.
And you think these millennials have all this money? Is that the idea?
I think they're spending it if they have it or not, because okay. they want to live a certain kind of lifestyle.
That's probably true. Okay.
Second, millennials care about the environment, and first they're going to demand wines that are sustainable, made with less chemical pesticides and fertilizers. And second, they will continue the war against sulfites in wine, even though winemakers say their sulfites are essential to keeping wine fresh. Now, you heard it here first. A few wineries are trying to replace sulfites with vitamin C, and wouldn't that be popular?
In wine?
Yeah, it would even be better for you than it is already.
But what would it taste like?
I don't know, oranges maybe. I don't know what vitamin C tastes like.
Okay.
Anyway, environmental concerns are also bringing new packaging to wine, replacing glass bottles, which have big impacts on the ecology. Some wines are already coming out in thinner glass bottles, so you might have to be careful. But watch now for more wine in boxes, which are recyclable and actually surprisingly good at preserving wine. Also watch for wine in single-serve plastic glasses that are recyclable. Now, in the bubbly category,
okay,
you can
watch... I always know something. You can let me drink wine out of a plastic glass, Fred?
Yeah, if you're outdoors and you don't want to get your best crystal out and have
That's
it
okay.
all over the sand.
All right, sure. All right. Okay.
In the bubbly category, watch for expensive French champagne to see more competition from simpler sparkling wines, Spanish Cava and Italian Prosecco, which are a little softer, a little less tart, a little less expensive, and a lot less snooty. And finally, the biggest impact of the takeover of the wine world by the young millennials, you can watch for social media to become ever more important to wine sales. Turns out that everybody with a blog, a Facebook page, or a Twitter account will become a wine expert. And pretty soon they'll do away with the need for old-fashioned newspaper and radio wine critics, you know, like me.
Never, Fred.
Fred, nobody wants to do it.
No.
No way.
I better go online, I guess.
Thank you, Fred Tasker. We're back to tasting things, and Bonnie's already opened this. I have to watch her
I'm
every
getting
minute.
My view. Okay, I can't believe the way the jar smells. It smells and looks like it's chocolate dripping all over the jar.
It's got like a plastic cover on it.
But it smells like chocolate.
Yeah, and it's supposed to. It's a patented thing that these people have.
Okay.
And so what you're tasting is Coop's Hot Fudge Sauce.
Oh, my God. That is...
C-O-O-P-S. Coop's Hot Fudge Sauce. So taste it again because I want to taste... then I'll tell you what's in it.
Are there nuts in it?
No.
Okay, let me try again.
Okay, try again. But you're close. Okay. So, this is a hot fudge sauce that is vegan.
Oh.
And it's made with coconut cream and coconut oil. But you wouldn't have known, would you?
No.
No, but that's why I think
it just tastes nutty.
Nutty. Yeah, because of the coconut, which is not a nut, but it gives that kind of flavor.
Yeah.
And it has this special drippy lid, they call it. And so, it's gluten-free, dairy-free, and that one, of course, is going to be on my website. You can go look it up. We just have time for, I think, just one more.
No, we have a
okay.
while.
So you're opening the box, and this is a salted caramel brownie brittle.
Oh, I don't know after that last brownie if I can do one more, but
I think
force
you're, yeah,
myself.
Right.
Oh,
see
I'm
you.
Sure you can do it.
So it's very good. These are sold
good.
At Publix. They're very, very good. They're... It has a brownie flavor, but it's crisp like a cookie, crunchy. So it's a nice little snack. And guess what? You
You're
can have more. It's low calorie.
Is it?
Yeah.
How low calorie?
Well, I'll have to give you the exact amount here. It says on the package, how many calories. Of course, you can't eat the entire bag, but it has 1 ounce is 120 calories. But an ounce is quite a bit
because it's very thin.
Right, they're very light.
Uh-huh.
So it's a nice little snack if you want a little bit of chocolatey something.
Yeah.
Right. So I have lots more things here. I mentioned soup before. And Nona Lim, N-O-N-A, then her last name is Lim, L-I-M. She's brought out these fresh broths. Now, everyone's talking about bone broths. To me, it used to be what you made chicken soup and you use bones in it. But now it's an in thing with bone broths. And she makes these hers from scratch. There's no preservatives. There's no excess salt. Vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO. But what I liked her Vietnamese pho broth. People who like Vietnamese food like this kind of soup they make.
Are they canned or in cartons?
It's in a plastic bag. It's in a bag, yes.
A bag.
Uh-huh. And it's, here's a picture of it. And it'll be on my website. But here it is. And that's, so that's, those are all the, and turmeric and lots of things. So, I have lots more things, but go on my website. What can I tell you? We've been having too much fun eating.
Well, with 185,000 or 181,000, I guess you do have more.
Don't exaggerate. It was 180.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, Linda, how many calories do you think you consumed that day?
I don't know, Fred. But I walked a lot, okay?
I hope so.
Wears it well.
I have to tell you, I came back, I lost weight. So there you go.
I bet you were walking.
You must have walked a lot.
Yeah. A lot. Fred Tesker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Bonnie, thanks for testing.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing them.
All right, next week we're going to be talking about a new style of Peruvian food.
Oh.
With Koya, Executive Chef. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.